First he took his job, now Malcolm Turnbull has jettisoned the former Prime Minister's Knights and Dames Honours System. Of all Tony Abbott's captain's picks, his decision to award Prince Philip a knighthood on Australia Day this year was possibly the most damaging to his own career. But while the Federal Cabinet is winning praise in some quarters for dumping the titles from the modern Australian honours system, others warn it should not be moving so fast. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more from Canberra.
It was the first big surprise of Tony Abbott's time as Prime Minister.
I have an important announcement today.
In March last year, the avowed monarchist, with no warning to the public or his senior colleagues, revived a system of knights and dames created by Malcolm Fraser in 1976 and extinguished less than a decade later by Bob Hawke.
Knights and dames in the Order of Australia will be approved by Her Majesty on the recommendation of the Prime Minister. There may be up to four knights or dames created in any one year.
It was the creation of one knight in particular, Prince Philip, on Australia Day this year that compounded Mr Abbott's political woes. Once again, it was done with no consultation with colleagues and quickly became Mr Abbott's most famous captain's pick. Chair of the Australian Republican Movement, Peter Fitzsimons, remembers the day well.
Even John Howard said the move was anachronistic, but when he announced Prince Philip, Sir Prince Philip, Knight of Australia, on Australia Day, the best quote somebody said was he gave the nation a barbecue stopper on a day that everybody had a barbecue. Now, if you look back on Tony Abbott's prime ministership, there were many things that helped kill it off, but a hugely significant factor was that move. That was where I think a lot of people in Australia and a lot of people in his government just went, This is so out of kilter with the time.
That is not how David Flint remembers it. He's the convener of Australians for a Constitutional Monarchy.
This was one of the ways in which he was criticised by those who wanted to bring him down. But it is not a major matter. It is the best way to internationally recognise your best soldiers, like Sir John Monash, or your best sportsman like Sir Donald Bradman, or your best singers like Dame Joan Sutherland.
Malcolm Turnbull's decision today to once again end the Knights and Dames system was done in consultation with his cabinet colleagues. Peter Fitzsimons is praising that decision.
Relief for Australia? I think good on the Prime Minister.
David Flint's reading it as an act of vengeance in Mr Abbott and Mr Turnbull's long-standing personal rivalry on the Republican question.
Well, I wasn't surprised that this should be the first significant policy change for the Turnbull government. The change of government, of course, was hardly to do with any policy problems. It was more about personal ambition.
This was only ever a symbolic thing. It didn't cost a lot of money. Is it really the thing that he should be focused on so early in his prime ministership? Aren't there bigger priorities for him?
This is not something that he focused on. This is something that he would have called for a piece of paper, called for a red pen and put a red mark through it. I mean, I don't think would have taken a lot. And if he'd asked around the cabinet and certainly around his backbenches, he would have had overwhelming support, indeed overwhelming support from the Australian people for such a move.
Professor Flint argues Mr Turnbull could have kept Australia's highest symbolic honour and called nominees principal officers of the Order of Australia, similar to the system in New Zealand.
He should have thought it through and perhaps change the name if he wanted to do that, or made the taking of the title something that you can do by choice. But it hasn't been thought through in an attempt to just show that Tony Abbott should not have restored them.
Peter Fitzsimons says Republicans are taking heart from today's announcement.
It will be the first of a series of moves, I believe, that he will make.
What other moves does he have in the locker short term, do you think?
Well, in the short term we will see, but I believe that we will move. What the Australian Republican movement would like would be the question to be put to the Australian people sometime in the next 5 years, a very simple question. Do you believe that Australia should have an Australian as our head of state? There is no doubt whatsoever which way the Prime Minister will vote on that.
How many conversations have you had with Malcolm Turnbull since he became Prime Minister about this
subject? I had one very strong conversation with him at the NRL Grand Final, and we just talked quietly. Well, when I say strong, it was strong on my side and fairly strong on his, but we were in agreement.
Well, I've no doubt that Mr Turnbull wishes to impose a republic, a politician's republic on Australia at some time when he deems that he thinks that it would be victorious.
That's David Flinkt of Australians for a Constitutional Monarchy, ending Tom Iggulden's report.